Documenting the racial disparities is important to understanding the impact of the disease. What about how the coronavirus affects the sexes?
It's well known that many diseases have different frequencies in men and women, and a lot of infectious diseases are much worse in men than they are in women.
That's Jenny Graves, an evolutionary geneticist at La Trobe University in Melbourne, Australia. Across the globe, more men are dying from COVID-19 than women. Graves says part of the reason might be our chromosomes, because that X chromosome, the one that women have two copies of, it has a lot to say about immunity.
One theory that's been advanced that interests me a lot is that women have an immune system that has more variance because there's a lot of immune response genes on the X chromosome. So having two copies of them is good, not just because there are more of them, but because you can have two somewhat different variants and they can actually go after different proteins.
How much is this really about genetic ability to fight the coronavirus, and how much is it about gendered behavior?
It's probably both. Almost certainly there's a big effect of behavior, and we see that with smoking incidences, for instance. There's a lot more men who smoke than women, particularly in countries like China. And so for any respiratory disease, that's bad news for men. But it's not just behavior. And we know that behavior is very culturally determined, so you would expect to get very big differences between countries. But in fact, it's remarkably uniform. It seems to be men are dying at a rate of something like 60-odd% all over the world. So it can't be just behavior.
If we turn to Italy and we're talking lifestyle, I'm thinking of kissing specifically when people greet each other and smoking. Men and women both do it. Any change in Italy when behaviors like that are practiced by both genders?
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about kissing, but that would be a very good way to spread coronavirus, I expect. I think it's been often said that it's been particularly bad in Italy because there are high numbers of older people in northern Italy, but that can't explain the sex difference because, in fact, women live longer than men, and so there are more women than there are men in the vulnerable age groups. So it must be something more fundamental than that.
What do you do with this knowledge going forward, specifically when we think about approaches to battling COVID-19? How does it help?
The take-home message is that men and women really are biologically different in many things, and one needs to look at both men and women if you're trialing drugs or vaccines, if you're looking at strategies for minimizing damage. You do have to take sex into account.
Jenny Graves is an evolutionary geneticist at La Trobe University. She's been speaking with us from Melbourne, Australia. Jenny, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Margaret.